Welcome back, everyone, to the third episode of my podcast, Thoughts on the Rocks. I'm your host, Laura Palfrey, and each episode I will introduce you to a new guest, a new drink, a fun topic. We'll get a little tipsy, and then we talk about a hopefully interesting discussion about something. So my third guest is my lovely friend, Emmanuel. Say hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Introduce yourself. Tell us about yourself.
My name is Emmanuel. I'm also a student at FIU with Laura. We have quite the history. We've had a vast array of very amazing, wonderful teachers that paved the way to where we are now.
We have
strengthened our bonds.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. Really strengthened
our bonds.
Very respectful
way of putting it.
We have this interesting humor around it. And Emmanuel just understands me on a different level, I feel like.
Laura's vibe is just Laura's. Like,
oh my God, thank you. Stop. All right. But so, you know, we have each episode is a new drink. So our drink today is... We have strawberry Rita Buzz Balls. I've actually never had this kind before. I've had Buzz Balls before, but not the strawberry Rita.
It's strong.
It's strong. I know that. Yeah, I get these things fuck me up.
I had like three sips of this.
Oh my God, I can't even open it. I bit off all my nails because I'm an anxious person.
Oh, fuck.
Can you open it?
A few minutes later...
It's quite...
Ooh. God, wait, that's actually...
Wow.
It doesn't taste like strawberries. It actually just tastes like fruit punch.
On crack.
Yeah. Mm. Wow.
So nice.
I actually really like this.
Ooh. This is sending me to Pluto right now.
She's good. She's dangerous. Oh my God.
Welcome back, you guys.
It says women owned. Slay. Okay. Even better.
Wow.
Anyways, so what we're going to talk about today is something that I feel like Emmanuel's very passionate about.
Going to blow the lid off Hollywood.
Something that intrigues me is conspiracy theories. And then Emmanuel just knows everything about conspiracy theories. So I thought, why not? Let's get drunk and let's talk about them. So do you want to kind of like introduce what specific...
Sure.
Conspiracy theory, yeah.
So she said, I'm her friend Emmanuel. And ever since I was young, like I've always had like, I've always known I was special. I always knew I was gonna do big things. And I've always had an ambition to get into Hollywood and the music industry. I've always wanted to be a part of that world. But at the same time, educating myself about it, like seeing a bunch of things like that were way too many coincidences. I like started to form my own ideas about what I thought about what really goes on behind closed doors in that industry. So it's kind of the reason why I have a lot of knowledge on this subject, because I actually am interested in entertainment. So I have quite the stories to give you guys tonight.
Yes, I'm so excited. So we're going to be talking about the Illuminati.
Dun, dun, dun.
Literally, because apparently like all these celebrities are, and just like rich, super mega rich people in general, are like all in it, apparently.
So this is what I have to say in relation to that. To begin with, you have to understand, first of all, that people, celebrities, people in power, elites, they for a fact all know each other. Not all of them, but a good majority of them know each other. They're all connected and they are loaded with money. And when someone is loaded with money, you are not going to be pleased and like satisfied and fulfilled with the average thing that normal people like us are fulfilled with, you know, because we're busy, we have jobs, we have bills to pay.
Yeah,
these people are loaded. They have everything they need. So when you have everything you need and you start to get bored, you're gonna get into some freaky shit.
Yeah.
And when you have the resources to start paying for, you know, your crazy beauty rituals and this and that, like there's this whole thing in like Hollywood where celebrities are using blood on their face to like stay young. Like it's like a,
like the vampire facials.
Yeah, it's like the vampire facials.
Ugh.
We don't know where that blood comes from.
I mean, you would think that they would take it from themselves, but guess not.
I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
Do we want to know where this blood comes from?
If they're using blood from to stay youthful, using their own blood is not really going to cut it. What's really going to cut it for them is using blood from someone who's much younger.
Like a baby.
Could be a baby, could be someone younger. Because that's how a lot of these celebrities don't age, because they have these really intense beauty rituals that they do where, like, you know, they use blood. There was actually this one interview with Ellen, like, where Sandra Bullock was like, oh, I have this serum that I put on my face and this and that. And Ellen was just like, and she was just like, let's get down to it. She's like, yeah, it's a baby's foreskin. And
oh, yeah. My God.
And Sandra goes like, yeah, yeah.
She agreed?
Yeah, no, she, yeah.
Ew.
I'm so serious. She was like, yeah, yeah, we use, yeah. And then there was this other one. I think it was in the Wendy Williams show. I forgot this guy's name. Fuck. I saw it on TikTok. But it was this guy, and he was like gay, and he had like a, you know, he had a husband or whatever. And Wendy was like, yo, like you are so much like older than your husband, I think by like 20 years. I think he was 50 and his husband was 30. And he's like, dude, you're like so much older than your husband, but you look like younger than him. Like, what do you do? And he said, oh, you know, I use some, like, sometimes I use like baby blood. Like that's what I put on my face. Like, it keeps me young. And like the audience was just like, huh?
Yeah, they're like, huh? What?
Like that. Huh? What?
I mean, people admit to like, to, yeah, so.
Maybe
so.
That's why Cher looks like she did like 40 years ago.
And Madonna also does that vampire like facial too. Like,
I know Kim Kardashian does it.
Oh yeah, she does that too.
Maybe it's like a human trafficking scheme.
So that's another thing I was going to get into. Like a child trafficking,
yeah.
Because there is, you know, there's huge word going around that Epstein was connected to all of these, like, elites in power. So basically what the whole speculation goes is that Epstein was the sex trafficker for the people in power. So,
oh, my God.
It's insane. But a lot of people were on that list. Oprah was on that list. Michael Jackson was on that list. I think even, like, the Pope was on the list.
Oh, my God.
I believe that that's what I saw. Beyonce and Jay-Z, of course. Like, please. Yeah, like
let's be honest.
If there's anything that's, like, more clear is that Beyonce and Jay-Z are, like, the king rulers. And queen of the Illuminati, because like, the whole like like, you know, the whole little this and the little you know, like, did I show you what this means?
No.
So you have three fingers right here, and you're making a six, so you're making a triple six.
Oh, so like 666, like the devil.
Yeah, like the devil's number. So like when they put it through their eye, it's supposed to represent that eye from the dollar bill, like that they print. Yeah, which is another theory that's like really popular too. Well, I don't know how like for sure this is, but I'm pretty like sure that I'm correct on this. But a lot of the founding fathers were Freemasons. Like Benjamin Franklin was a, like, actual Freemason. So was George Washington. Like, they have their names in like the official like lodges of wherever the fuck, like those other, yeah, like those, yeah, like those states from the from the north.
My God.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy. But they do have like the whole they have allegiance with the Freemasons for sure.
Yeah.
They're not like Christian compared to like what everyone thinks. And Benjamin Franklin was actually a mentor in many of like the big people and like the big founding fathers. I don't know, like, was he like the mentor of George Washington? He was a mentor of one of them, like one of the presidents, but he was so influential and he was a very big Freemason, like outspoken about that, which like a lot of people get wrong. But like, of course you would get wrong because you're like from your history classes, they don't teach you that, because like the other thing that I told you about how the Rockefellers created the school system to create like a system of workers and not thinkers. Like, he actually quoted that. Like, he's like, I want to make a nation of workers, not thinkers, which is why a lot of people work those horrible 9-to-5s and like, you know, just have like that, you know, like that life that you're like, oh, I work 9-to-5. Like, yeah. I pay all my money in rent. Like that whole like, and they don't want you to think like out of the box. They don't want you to like,
they want you to stay like in the safe little space
that they made for you.
Yeah.
While they are profiting off all your years of hard work. Because, like, how is it that people who have worked hard all of their lives don't really manage to make, like, something real for themselves, you know? Like, they barely have money in retirement. They barely have savings. Like, and they're so, like, withered down from all the work that they've done. Like, how does that exist while other people, like, celebrities are just, like, loaded and loaded and loaded, and, like, their kids and future kids and future kids are, like...
their next, like, 10 generations are set. Like,
and I do feel like for, like, those hard workers that they're creating, they definitely work way harder than, like, celebrities do, because celebrities, at the end of the day, what a lot of people don't understand, like, oh, they did this for themselves. Like, they made this bag for themselves. Celebrities are no one without their labels and their team and their management and their brand, like, branding, whatever, like, their publicists, sorry.
Yeah.
They're nothing without all of those people. All of those people together are shaping this celebrity. They're making this image that they want to promote to the masses. And that's why celebrities and, like, influencers and this and that have so much power and have, like, so much money, because they are in charge of deciding and influencing how we are going to turn out, how, like, the rest of the world turns out. Which is why, like, there's a lot more... How do I say this? There's more, like... sexy red type people, like, you know, like, you know what I'm saying, how people used to be more, like, I guess, conservative, and, like, now that's, like, completely different. Like, everyone is just, like, it's like a free-for-all, like, everything is, like, kind of chaotic now. It has a lot to do with, like, the music that we listen to, the people that we follow and look up to, because if obviously you're looking up to someone and they are promoting, like, something that's not, like, what you, like, grew up with or what you believe in, you're gonna lean towards them.
Yeah,
because it's influencers, they influence.
Yeah, like, these celebrities, these singers have, like, actors, everything, they have such a big influence on these people. Like, I know people that just, like, absolutely worship these people. And it's kind of scary at some point. Like, it's like they're spending all this money and it's just like, for what? Like, you barely know this person. You just listen to their music and you're like, you would die for them.
Yeah.
And it's kind of scary.
And that's, like, something that I always, like, try to, like, something I always try to, like, say myself is that they don't know you and they've never done anything for you.
They don't know you exist.
They've just taken.
Yes.
They've taken the money that you, like, you streaming them. They take that money. Like, they make those royalties. Mm-hmm. They make the money from, like, the merch that they sell to you. That's obviously overpriced. They make money from their overpriced concert seats. Yeah. And all in all, they are giving nothing back to you.
Exactly.
Not really. I mean, you could have a good sensation from listening to their music. But at the same time, if this is someone that you're listening to that doesn't align with who you really are, they're going to change, like, you. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's that's why the people in, like, the influencing and, like, you know, the media make so much money, because they are in charge of shaping how this entire generation is going to be. And it doesn't even have to be for, like, I'm speaking for America, because in almost every country, everyone worships Taylor Swift. Like, Taylor
Swift has
become one of the biggest people in music, like, almost to the point where she's ascending over the level of Beyonce, which is, like,
literally, like, crazy. Between Taylor Swift and Beyonce, like, they're running the world in a way.
But I don't think that Beyonce has as much influence as Taylor Swift has, like...
Yeah, I think Taylor Swift was definitely, like,
she's growing.
Top bitch.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. Like, people were, like, I see shit on Twitter, Instagram, like, any social media account. If someone, like, one person says one bad thing about Taylor Swift, they immediately get attacked. Like, they're dead. Like, I've seen people, like, say, like, oh, I don't like Taylor Swift's music. And the comments will have, like, their IP address of, like, I know where you live. Like, you're going to regret saying that. Like, it's fucking scary how much, like, how many people, like, truly worship her. It's ridiculous.
And that's another, like, thing that I also wanted to talk about is I do have this theory. And obviously this part is a theory, because up to what I've said, I believe is factual. But this is, like, 100% like theory.
Yeah.
Speculation. But there is this common thing that's going around in TikTok that what's her name? The founder of the Church of Satan, his wife, Zena LaVey, is, like, the perfect clone of Taylor Swift, because she looks exactly alike, like, same face structure, same, like, eyes, eyebrow, hair, like, and one thing that I think I saw was, like, she died in 1989, which is the same year that Taylor Swift was born, and it's, like, what? And like they talk the same, they look the same, like it's just so similar. And like, how are you, like, they're not related. Like, I don't think there's been any word of like, oh, they're related. So it's like,
yeah,
what if she's a clone? I don't know. But one thing that Zena LaVey, like the satanic high priestess, has mentioned on like various things is that she was actually like a proud witch, and she said that through music, she made spells through music, like spells and music were like, they worked hand in hand. So like she said, if I wanted to make a like something that made you feel some type of way, something that enticed you towards something, I could do it through the music, because I'm like, basically, I mean, what are spells? They're kind of like poetry, and that's what music is too. It's like poetry. Yeah. And she had spoken. A lot of Satanists don't believe in karmic retribution. So basically, they believe that they're able to do whatever they want. They think they can influence you through the music. They can do, like, through movies as well. Like, they can influence you negatively.
Like the Eras Tour movie?
Yeah. Yeah, no, they think that they can do, like, a lot of, like, things like that where they're influencing you negatively, but they don't get any retribution for that because you are engaging in it and you're watching it and you're listening to it. So it's like, they don't believe that like any karma is going to hit them back because of the fact that you are engaging in it. So that's your choice. You know what I'm saying? So like, I feel like somehow the way that she's like talks about music, and she's like, you know, it's kind of like a spell. Like I can spell, like, how do I say spell people? Like
put them under a spell.
Yeah. Which kind of connects to like Taylor Swift, because Taylor Swift definitely has her fans in some kind of spell, because people, the amount of insane obsession and worship, it's as if like Taylor Swift was Jesus Christ. Like it's kind of like that kind of hype. And
yeah,
it's not even exaggerated to say that, because her era tours like have been completely filled up, sold out.
Yeah.
To the point that all kinds of like demographics know her name, talk about her.
Yeah.
Old people, like everywhere. Like,
yeah. Like she's probably like the most popular person in the world. Like hands down.
100%. More than Beyonce. Yeah.
More than like any like living human being ever. I feel like everyone knows who fucking Taylor Swift is.
And popularity is like one thing too, but like the hype and the obsession is another thing. There's also been various reports which have been on the news about fans going to her show and not remembering what happened. Like,
wait, really?
Yeah, I swear. Oh, this was on the news. Like, they were there, and like as soon as they left the concert, they don't remember what happened. Like, there's been a bunch of fans talking about this, and there was this one, you know, from her little, like, what is it, Willow, like, thing? Her Evermore like thing where,
oh, that like folklore album, yeah, type, like, shit
where she goes into like the cloaks and stuff. Apparently she is doing some kind of ritual with like a coven and this and that. Like it was like a whole witchy part of the show.
Oh my god.
And like, yeah, I mean, if people are saying, oh, I don't remember what's going on, what happened, even though I was just there,
like they're getting brainwashed at this fucking concert.
There's something that she's doing, because like she basically has people in a spell the way that they obsess over her. Oh, it's
my god.
It's insane, because I can count with my hands, more than my hands, like some people who are far more talented than her, who make better music than her.
Yes, literally.
But why is she the one that people are so obsessed and in love with? It's just not natural.
It's really not. Because I just, again, like people just, they have her back. Like I feel like if Taylor Swift murdered someone, her like Swiftie gang, they'd be like, oh, that's like okay. It's okay. Like she didn't do it. Like she like was probably just like, exactly, like she was just protecting herself.
She was just in her reputation era.
Exactly. Like she was just in her reputation era. Like, give her a break. Like, shut the fuck up. If you're a Swiftie, like please seek help.
There's two things we can agree on. Number one, she, for the amount of hype she's getting, she's not talented enough.
You can
agree with that.
Thank you. Okay, listen, I'm not a singer or anything, but Taylor Swift, I feel like half the song she just talks.
Yeah.
Literally. I'm like, oh, I can't like fucking do that shit.
Like boys and like, oh, like, you know, like that kind of like, oh, like this guy, like he doesn't love me and like, yeah, oh, like, he's cheating on me.
Pick a new topic, please. We're sick of hearing about you talking and singing about all the guys that you broke up with. Like, oh man, like if she breaks up with Travis Kelce, like holy shit, that album's about to go fucking insane.
No, exactly.
Travis Kelce might have to quit football. Like so the Swifties might fucking kill him.
Yeah, they will. with the amount of hype that she's getting, she's not talented enough for that.
No.
And number two, how are all these fans collectively so obsessed with her? How is it this whole fandom? Like, how is that humanly possible, though? Like, exactly. We haven't seen something like this.
Like, you don't know her. You just listen to her fucking music and you're, like, ready to kill for her.
We have never seen this kind of, like, adoration from people. I don't think so. From this amount of people together collectively.
Yeah. And, like, social media, like, the internet made everything worse. Because, like, I know, like, when the Beatles were, like, in their prime, like, I know, like, people went, like, fucking crazy for the Beatles. But, like, that was before social media and, like, the internet, like, crazy advanced technology, obviously. So, like, I feel like having all this, like, with Taylor Swift, it's, like, the same thing, like, Beatlemania, but now it's, like, Taylor Swifties mania.
Yeah.
But, like, having advanced technology is, like, making it way fucking worse.
There was some stuff that I was seeing, too, about the Beatles. They yeah. are apparently a member. They were a member of the club.
Everyone's just a part of the club.
So, basically, Beatles, Bowie, some other bands, like some other like singers back in the day, Elvis, they were really big fans. They were all collectively really big fans of this one man who I don't know if you've heard of him, but his name is Aleister Crowley.
No.
And so basically, he was this guy, this big occultist back in the day. Like, I would say, like, early on, like the like early 1900s, he was a huge occultist, like, and he believed in like a lot of like these like sex magic rituals, where like he believed that like you can harvest energy when you're like having sexual intercourse, and like that. I'm not going to get too deep into it, but that part where like you guys are like almost at the climax or whatever, yeah. It's like the peak moment of like you can harvest that energy. And like
maybe
it's like,
that's why the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, because when Travis Kelce's fucking Taylor Swift, he like harnessed all of her fucking powerful Illuminati energy and he went out there like, we're winning the Super Bowl. And then they won.
That was the highlight theory of the night. You guys. Oh, my God. But the whole, like his whole life motto, he had two life mottos. And one of them was do what thou wilt, which is like do whatever you want, which I'm pretty sure you're very familiar with, because this is a lot of things that artists say all the time.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Exactly.
And that was, but he was the one that, when you hear that, that came from him because he was the first person to say it.
Yeah.
So that was one of his ideologies. And the second ideology is that every man and woman is a star. So like basically every man and woman is a god. So basically that's why you hear in Hollywood, oh, like they're a star. Oh, and that's why there's like in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, there's like the little stars with the people's name on it. Yeah. All of this comes from Aleister Crowley, and there's plenty of celebrities, especially Jay-Z.
Jay-Z and
David Bowie were like one of his like biggest, like one of their big, the biggest supporters of Aleister Crowley.
Oh really?
Yeah, David Bowie was like, he had like this one, he had a few pictures. I think it was for a song where he was like in this, draped in this imagery, but it was like the same type of like pose that Aleister Crowley was making.
Mm.
And actually, I did hear this one theory about, okay, so this is a really big thing that's coming like on Monday with the solar eclipse.
Yeah.
And so David Bowie, fuck, I wish I knew that song right now. I need to find it later. But
yeah,
there is this one song that David Bowie was made where he was talking about a solar eclipse that was coming, that was going to like change like everything and this and that. And apparently the solar eclipse he was talking about is the one that's going to happen on Monday.
Oh, fuck.
And so basically the occult and like their like little Illuminati club, they have like these like... how do I say it? Like these, like these time frames, like the age of Horus and like the age of this and that. And so like, that's why like in 2012, when everyone was freaking out about the end of the world.
Me being one of them. Sidetrack. When that whole thing was coming out, like 2012, like end of the world, I literally couldn't sleep. And I remember like going down to my parents' room and crying and telling them, they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I'm like, the world's going to end. Like, we're all going to die. And they were like, you need to chill the fuck out.
Oh my gosh. Weren't there people who committed suicide too? Because they were like,
yes. oh my God. Let's do a Google deep dive. Next episode, we're going to talk about why people thought the world was going to end in 2012. Because that's fucking insane.
Yeah, exactly.
Me being one of the believers that I was like, oh my God, we're going to die.
But apparently, so in 2012, it was the close of one of the ages. I'm sorry. I wish I did more research on this. I forgot the name of that age. But then that beginning 2012 was the age of Horus, which is the age that we're now in, which is apparently that like New World Order age, like that age where like, you know, like where all of the old like occultist sacrifices led to like what the age we're living in now. That's why like women like Madonna and like David Bowie and these and that, like they paved the way for like artists like Cardi B and like, you know, like Sexy Red and this and that, like, because, you know, Madonna's always been very like, what's the word for that? I mean, she's always been very hypersexualized.
Yeah,
extremely. And also very, very like, she's also been very blasphemous. Like, I remember her saying at some point where she's like, oh, I like to wear a crucifix because like I like the thought of like naked men laying on top of it. Like, and I'm just like, what? Girl, what? Like, it's crazy, the whole like Madonna thing.
Yeah.
And but basically she was what was needed for women like Cardi B, Sexy Red, like these other, like Sukiyana, like for all these women to make it in the industry today. They paved the way for them. So it's like a whole like, so apparently the solar eclipse was like this, so they believe in like moon magic and like sun magic and this and that. And so like apparently the solar eclipse that's happening is supposed to be like a really big deal for them.
Oh fuck.
Yeah. And so like apparently David Bowie has been he was upset that he wasn't able to witness what we're about to witness on Monday.
R.I.P. King. You're one of my favorites.
So I don't know a lot about that exact topic because I don't know about rituals and stuff like that. But all I can say is that like that day is apparently going to be a big day for the people in Hollywood because they believe in all that shit.
The Hollywood elites, I guess you could call them. And then the astrology girlies about to go fucking crazy on Monday. Oh my God. Fuck.
You know, astrology girlies.
The astrology girlies that are going to be in the path of totality are going to fucking shit their pants on Monday. Damn.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
Guys.
Oh my gosh, 444. Are you getting tipsy?
Is it? Here's the thing. The more I drink this Buzz Ball, at first I was like, it's really good. And then I'm like trying to finish it. And I'm like, this tastes like shit.
I'm scared to get into
that. So here's the thing. We have two drinks. We have this strawberry Buzz Ball Rita thing. And then Emmanuel brought this strawberry margarita.
Sparkling.
And it's actually really good.
But.
Is it not good anymore?
Girl, I took a huge ass gulp. It was like this much. But
yeah. Do you have anything?
Let's talk about celebrities' transformations.
So. Yeah. You know what? We're gonna take a little quick break.
Once we're gonna
get some more alcohol. Oh, fuck me. We're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna get some more alcohol in us. We're gonna inject it straight into our veins. And then we're going to come back and then we're going to talk about what?
Celebrities' transformation.
Yes.
Like before Hollywood, after Hollywood.
Yeah. So stick around. We'll be right back. Hey guys, welcome back. So Had to refill our drinks. I finished my buzz ball, and now we're moving on to like this other strawberry margarita because the theme is obviously hating Taylor Swift and strawberry margaritas. So this is the one that
it connect.
It connects somehow. You know, there's probably, oh yeah, you know how it connects Taylor Swift and strawberry margaritas? Strawberries are red, and then Taylor Swift had heard that album called Red. So it's connected. So yeah, welcome back to part two of our deep dive into the Illuminati celebrities, but most importantly, how much we despise Taylor Swift. So
very much.
We were talking about what before commercial break? Like, what were we going to talk about?
How a lot of celebrities have changed going in and out of Hollywood. Like, yeah. Sam Smith is a perfect example.
Also, Doja Cat.
Yeah, oh, please, baby.
Homegirl worships the devil right now.
Like, at the top of the transformation list. Because she, like, 2015, was it? I'm a cow. Moo, moo.
Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow.
She's like, Satan.
She got all those tattoos, and I'm like, huh?
She's like, Satan. I'm a demon. Oh, and Sam Smith is another one. He used to be like,
That's John Lennon. Wait, which one's Sam?
Stay with me. And then she's like, and then the whole like, mommy don't know that it's getting hard. Getting hard.
It's like, damn.
And he had the whole like, he had like the devil horns and like the whole stage was like a ring
devil
of fire.
Themed.
Yeah, like hell themed and everything.
What's your birthday party theme? The devil.
Like, what the fuck? What? Oh my God, Katy Perry is another one. Like she,
Katy Perry.
She used to like
shut the fuck up,
babe. She used to be like a country girl. Like she was like, oh, I wanted to be the next Amy something, not Winehouse. Like she wanted to be like a gospel singer. Like she said in a recent, like an old interview. She was like, I wanted to be like the next Amy something. Like she was a gospel singer. And she's like, I used to like do gospel music or whatever. I made a gospel album when I was 15. And she's like, didn't work out. So I guess I had to sell my soul to the devil. Like,
I mean, at least she's honest.
Her whole like dark horse, like performance was like, a witch's Sabbath, like that's basically what like the whole breakdown was like. And The Weeknd too, like his whole like, bro, have you seen that on TikTok about how like at his concerts the word Satan would just like flash on this like on his like thing?
Yes. Oh yeah. My God.
And like everyone was like dressed in like those red cloaks and stuff.
Yes.
And Bad Bunny too was another one where he
I love Bad Bunny though.
He was singing a song, and like everyone was like the backup dancers were dressed in cloaks with like demon faces, and they were doing like weird like ritual dances, like they were like, you know, like those weird like ritual dances, like Taylor Swift, another one with like the little cloak and like the whole witch's coven.
Homegirl loves a little cloak.
And it's like, but I didn't really see how even like the whole Willow song tied in with the whole witch theme. Like that still is like not making sense to me. Like it's just, they have like petty excuses for tying in the whole witch theme to like their music. You know what I'm saying? Like it's always again and again, the devil horns, like the whole like witch's clothing, like the whole everything. What's another one? Oh, Playboi Carti. Homeboy used to be like sweet and like whatever. And then... Now he has a few like tattoos here. Like he had one that was like he has one here that's a Baphomet. You know who that is?
Yeah.
Okay. He has a Baphomet. He has a cross, like a Christian cross that's like crossed out on his neck here. He has one that says Satan on it. Like high key.
Is that a cottage core? It's Satan core.
Satan core. His like concerts have like upside down crosses. Like he's like the hardest one to say, like, oh, he's not a Satanist. Like homegirl, it's right in your face.
Literally look at a picture of him.
He's like, that's his face. Like he looks like demented. Like
nobody's safe.
From Hollywood.
Literally, because everyone's so upset with these people and everyone's going to start worshiping the devil.
Fuck. I feel like, okay, wait, the only one that I think is like...
pure.
Let me see, like, let me think of like celebrities that are like are normal, which is hard.
Exactly. They're all kind of fucking...
crazy.
Yeah. Is there even...
I was going to say Selena Gomez, but no. She also was like, oh, I'm selling my soul, guys. Like, Demi Lovato was another one who was like...
yeah.
She was like so sweet Disney girl. And then like her like recent album was like crazy. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like the pictures and the imagery and like...
yeah.
Very crazy too.
I don't think there's like... honestly,
like bro, they all go through weird transformations. I'd say
they like, all the one- start off like super, super... fuck, I can't speak... they start off like super pure, innocent, and then it's like Illuminati.
Yeah, high key. I would have said like Ariana Grande was the only one that's like chill, but at the same time, she would used know. To be part of the Kabbalah. Like, okay, so
wait, the Kabbalah?
So the Kabbalah is like this like Jewish mystic like secret organization that like only like select few can enter.
Oh, shit.
And it's like... and like men and women can join, but a lot of celebrities used to join the Kabbalah back in the day, but it was very like mystic and it was very like it was like magic. It wasn't like
what's like Harry called? Potter magic.
No. like you know, spells and like stuff, like not, but like not the wand,
yeah,
shit, you know,
yeah,
what I'm saying,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
spells and this and that, but like those celebrities that used to wear like the little red string on their wrist.
Yeah,
that is like meaning I'm part of the Kabbalah.
Oh,
and Ariana
fuck.
Grande used to wear that, so she was a member.
And then she had that fire red hair, double homicide.
Guys, did you know that you could squeeze the juice out of a potato?
Oh my god! But side note, see you in hell, Dan Schneider.
Dan Schneider, that Dan fucking Schneider. Cunt.
What a dick.
Oh my gosh, bro. Another, like, okay, so like Hollywood.
He's definitely a part of that clan too.
Yeah, no, he is. Hollywood is like.
It's all of Hollywood.
Like, bro, like there's no escape. There's no escape for the children. There's no escape for the adults. The children get SA'd. The adults get into the fucking weird witch coven cult sex. Like, and.
It's hard to keep up with. Yeah,
so it's hard to find a normal one. Which I'm still trying to count in my head. Like it's.
Yeah.
Because Britney Spears, another one ruined by the industry as well.
Yeah.
So apparently when Madonna kissed Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera on stage, that was an initiation ritual for like the Masons. Because Madonna was in black and Britney and Christina were in white, which means like they're pure. Like, and so when Madonna was in black, like, and she kissed them, she was initiating them into like the, like into the, into like the Masons. Yeah. And
oh
like,
my god,
usually you'll see like a lot of like baths, sometimes like red baths, like that's supposed to mean like when you see them covered in blood or like blood baths or this and that, like that's supposed to signify a rebirth. Like they always do like the celebrities that like go through their weird little satanic phase. They always have that like part where they're covered in blood, and then like they completely change up. Like that's,
oh my
like
god, that's
a
so
rebirth.
True.
It's like a rebirth. Yeah. What was I gonna say? You seem like the girl that would watch like Killers of the Flower Moon.
I actually haven't seen that movie.
So let me enlighten you.
I wanted to, but I just haven't the chance.
Robert De Niro played.
I feel like he's probably like a leader of this whole thing.
Oh,
like,
no, yeah, he is part of it.
He's sketchy as fuck.
But get this, in the movie, he was playing this guy who was a Freemason. And they said it in the movie, like, oh, I'm a member of the 32nd degree of Freemasons. And like, no, like, I swear, that's how he talked. And so he had Leonardo DiCaprio or whatever. And like, this is a true story because like, since the whole movie is based on a true story.
Wait, it's based on a true story?
Yeah, this is real. Oh, this actually happened. So the figure that Robert De Niro was portraying was in fact a real, like a real life Freemason in real life. And they did film a scene in the movie in a Masonic lodge, which was like the same Masonic lodge where the real life like person that Robert De Niro portrayed went to.
Oh, and my God.
They were showing like a humiliation ritual where Robert De Niro had like Leonardo DiCaprio like on his knees or something, and then like Robert De Niro, like I think he smacks his ass or something like that. That is like some kind of, and like it was on top of the checkerboard floor. Like it was actually in the Masonic Lodge. Like they showed it in a movie. You know what I'm saying?
Are they gonna get like in trouble like by the Illuminati for that?
So this is the thing, like
what people are we gonna get in trouble for talking about it like this?
They're gonna get us taken out.
Oh shit.
So the thing is that people have been talking about, and the reason why Usher was dancing on a like clock or something like that is because he was ushering a new era of Hollywood.
Usher is ushering.
He's ushering, yeah. At the Super Bowl, when he was dancing on, he was dancing on top of like a clock. And so like the clock was supposed to like signify the time was running out. And so like their whole like facade was running out. Like Hollywood's whole thing where like they kept all these secrets under the rug were like, like the time was ending for them, because 2024 has been the year of exposure. Like,
yeah,
look at all the things that have happened, and the year had only just begun. Like, let me tell you, I'll literally tell you right now, all like a couple of the things that just happened, like in this year alone.
Yeah,
because I watched this like one thing, this one channel where they do talk about a lot of this stuff. First of all, there's Diddy. Like
the yeah, most clear like, thing. Come the fuck up. Like, what's the latest with him? Like, is he still like not in the country because he fled?
I think that he, yeah, I think he's like still, he hasn't been arrested. He hasn't been caught. I think he still has fled.
Yeah.
But they, I think they did find incriminating things on him. Like, well, yeah. Essay, like, yeah. And also some like concerns about sex trafficking as well.
Yeah.
And he would bring busloads of girls at 3 a.m, underage girls. Which also 3 a.m. for these people in Hollywood signify the witching hour.
That's right.
So if he's bringing them in the dead of night at 3 a.m.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Another thing, fucking Stevie Nicks, yo. She's always talking about
Stevie Nicks.
You, bro. She's like, I'm not a witch. Like, I'm not a witch. Like,
I love Stevie Nicks.
I mean, you could love her, but she's a witch. She's a clear witch.
She a witch, though.
Bro, tell me how she's, like, always like, yo, like, I'm not a witch. Like, how dare you guys think that is so dumb or whatever. How, bro, if you have all these allegations on you, how the fuck do you show up on American Horror Story, the season that is dedicated to witches?
Wait, Stevie Nicks is on American Horror Story?
Yeah, So, American Horror Story is like divided, like each season is a different theme. So the theme that was coven, which is like about like group of witches and witches covens, this and that. Stevie Nicks appeared, and she was like, fuck. "I'm a white witch." She's
like revealing herself.
She wasn't, but she wasn't portraying a character. She was portraying herself. She's like, "I'm Stevie Nicks. I'm a white witch." Like, yeah, she's like, "I'm a white witch." And like the one of the witches from the coven was like, "I'm your biggest fan." Like that's how they introduced her into the show, because she's like, "I'm your biggest fan," and this and that. And even in the show, so basically the character that's obsessed with Stevie, her name is Misty, and Misty is talking to another witch, and she's like, "Oh, like she's playing Rhiannon," and she's like, "Listen to it, like listen to the words. Don't you feel like that? Like this song was like about a witch. Like don't you feel like that? Like." Don't you feel that like in your witch bones, like don't
in your witch bones and your witch blood and your witch skin and your witch clothes?
Don't you feel that empowerment and this and that? And the other witch is like, yeah.
Okay, yeah, of course.
And apparently Rhiannon is, I think, a Celtic goddess. Like I think the person she was singing about, which is the song that I think made her famous, like made the whole band famous, is referencing to a Celtic goddess, I believe, which is,
oh my god,
yeah, it's crazy. And tell me how coven was a very successful season, so they introduced it again in a later season where it was a crossover of two seasons. Yeah. So the witches did come back, and so did Stevie. So if you're coming back two seasons and it's always you're playing the witch character,
it's just confirmed that Stevie Nicks is a witch. Yeah, she's like it's settled, and you're a witch.
Misty's like, "You brought the white witch." Like, how much more clear do you want to be? Like,
literally.
If you're like, by the end of it, if you're like, oh, wait, so is Stevie Nicks a witch or not? Like,
it's
very clear.
The bitch is a witch.
You could have showed up on any season, but you wanted to be the witch.
The witch.
In the witch coven. Right.
Wow. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And she played herself. She wasn't playing like anything different than she was singing her songs. She was saying, you know, I'm Stevie Nicks, I'm a witch and this and that. Like,
she's embracing the witch lifestyle.
Harry Styles was also another one that was like, no, I mean, like he said Stevie Nicks is a witch
because
he's friends with Stevie.
Yeah.
And he said that Stevie like stays up all night with her like witch gals. And he's like, I'm already done like by 3 a.m. But she's like, she stays up all night, you know, because she's a witch. Like he said that in an interview.
Oh my God.
Like Stevie is.
Stevie's a witch. Rihanna Kings. I only snort when I have alcohol in my system.
Oh, Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon being exposed. Like all these, like all of that happened this year, right?
Oh yeah, we're going back to your list of like the shit that went down in 2024.
John Cena at the Oscars.
Oh, that shit made me giggle, I'm not gonna lie.
That was a humiliation ritual. Like, so basically, it's kind of like, I don't know if like that counts as us hazing, but basically the Masonics, like the Masons, they are like, they're like a fraternity. Like, yeah, they're secretive and they're like a secret organization, but they're kind of, they call themselves a fraternity. So like, you know how fraternities have their like little hazing rituals?
Yeah,
they have their,
yeah.
So the Masons obviously have theirs as well.
And that
so
was a hazing ritual?
Kind of, like, yeah, like a
not
humiliation
John
thing.
Not John Cena.
So basically,
Ricky Stenicki.
Their whole like formula is in order for you to receive praise and you to receive like, you know, like good things, you have to put yourself down. You have to humiliate yourself. So that's
that
why.
That shit was like humiliating.
Yeah,
like,
as fuck.
For so, context, like, you know, John Cena at the Oscars walked out to introduce the costume Oscar award thing. He came out like pretty much butt naked.
Yeah.
That in front makes of all this sense. People. A hazing ritual.
So in order for you to receive praise and you just like receive all that, you have to first put yourself down, humiliate yourself. That's why you see rappers, like real manly rappers with fucking thongs, painting their nails. It's not because they want to. It's because they have
it's
to go
hazing.
Through it.
Oh, my
bro,
God.
All the guy, all the men, in a lot of men in Hollywood, even Robert De Niro at some point, they have to wear dresses because they have to like go through that. Even if it doesn't like, they don't believe in that, it doesn't
yeah.
align with them, they have to do it. De Niro did it. All of these like Robin Williams did it. Tyler Perry did it. Like who else? I think Cat Williams had to do it too, and he didn't want to do it. Like, there's a bunch of them. Like, the list goes on.
Fuck.
But their humiliation, which was Ryan Garcia, and all yeah. of that insanity. I think he did predict the whole Maryland Bridge, Maryland. He predicted that, I think, in one tweet.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, oh, that bridge is going to collapse on.
Oh, my God. Yeah, in Baltimore.
He predicted that shit. Like, I saw it on TikTok. He tweeted it before it happened. He's like, it's going to collapse. He also said there's an earthquake coming on June 6th. Some other
there's
shit.
Been like two earthquakes.
The Bohemian Grove. What else? The whole Usher thing as well. Like,
oh my God.
Diddy. Like,
wow.
Yeah, it just goes on. Wendy Williams. Like, so. Wendy Williams.
We love Wendy Williams.
We do love her. But
we love her, but
she's
damn.
Definitely being controlled against her will by the people yeah. in charge by Hollywood because
yeah.
she is I'm pretty sure that she's not as sick as they make her out to be.
Yeah.
I do think well
she went downhill like fast.
Way too fast. She was sane and Wells Fargo. Yeah, Wells Fargo.
The bank.
Involved. Yeah, so basically, she was fine. She was mentally sane, but they were like, "Oh, she's crazy. We're not gonna like let her access her money, access the money that she has in her bank. We're not like she doesn't seem stable." So they put her under a conservatorship. Her bank put her under like Wells Fargo put her under a conservatorship.
Like Britney Spears.
Yeah, they're not letting her access her money.
Oh my God!
And now they're making her out to look like crazy, but
yeah, they are.
So. I don't think that Wendy is really going through, like, is not really as sick as they're making her out to be. I think that
they're, like, drugging her, kind of?
I think because what happens in Hollywood and happens all the time is that there's always going to be a new face. Like,
yeah.
Wendy Williams' time is up.
And they're getting rid of her.
So that's how they're getting rid of her. The same thing with Nicki. Nicki wasn't ready to accept when Cardi came along because she always knew Cardi was going to be her replacement. Yeah. And that's why they had the kind of drama and they did. Now it's Megan.
Now it's Megan.
Because Nicki knows that her time is coming to an
end. Bigfoot.
People love Nicki, but the reality is that Hollywood people are eventually going to toss her aside because... Yeah. Her time is basically coming
to an
end.
Are you a Nicki fan?
You a Nicki fan?
I'm a Nicki fan till the day I die. Oh my God. Wow.
Ice Spice. What's her name? Tyla.
Bitch, you think you the shit? You're not even the fart.
Bruh.
You've been going hard.
Grah. But industry plant. Have you seen Blac Chyna's mom like talking about this shit? She agrees with me. Like, she says the same thing I say. The whole, if you want, like in the industry, basically how to get, like, it's a whole networking thing. So, like, if you're a part of their club, that's how you get all the jobs. That's how you get, like, they'll help a brother out or a sister out. Yeah. They're not going to take such a chance on... Somewhat like you could be talented, you could be have this and that, but if you're not a part of the club and next to you is someone from the club, they're gonna choose the member from the club. It's a whole like gatekeeping thing. I think that's what it's called.
Wow.
But so that's what Blac Chyna's mom was talking about in an interview. She's like, you know, if I do this or I do this or like I do this, you know, like all of that stuff. Boom, they're gonna be like, oh yeah, she's one of us, like let's get her on the phone. Yeah.
Wow.
And that's like, you can tell me like time and time again, like how many celebrities do this? Like if it's not this, then something's covering
it's either this or this or like
or Ariana Grande, like her or this, like the with one eye.
Like everything.
Like, just like the triangle eye that's on the dollar bill.
Yeah.
And Ariana Grande's, like, eye tooth is, like, the same thing, like, where she has, like, one, like, eye, like, the white thing on her eye. But, like, it's the same thing because it's bringing, like, attention to the one eye. You know what I'm saying? So
that's crazy.
It's a whole one eye symbolism.
Yeah.
And, well, the theory goes that eye is supposed to represent the all-seeing eye of Lucifer.
Jesus.
Watching over all of us. That's what it's supposed to signify. Wow. I hope you sleep well at night by yourself.
Well, I think that's
Lucifer
all.
Lucifer is watching you.
I think that's all I think I want to handle right now. I don't think I want to go any further. I'm getting freaked the fuck out. Holy shit. Damn.
We should watch some Eras Tour.
Yeah, if you guys want to learn about the Illuminati, just watch the Eras Tour on Disney Plus. Like, holy shit. Wow. You know, Emmanuel, you're so knowledgeable about this. If you guys didn't know, Emmanuel has his own, like, he's like a TikTok personality. Like, what's your, wait, tell them about yourself so we can wrap up. Like your TikTok.
I used to do TikToks about dating advice because I was in a point where I felt like I needed to help out my fellow desperates in need.
Yes.
You know, I did my thing. I'm trying to switch up my niche. I'm still trying to figure it out. See what's right with me. I could honestly do this conspiracy shit.
Yeah, honestly, you could. Like, screw Shane Dawson, that little cat fucker. Like, Emmanuel's next.
At Taylor Swift texts and DMs me like, you better take this.
My lawyers are going to be in contact with you.
But
yeah, no, I'll put Emmanuel's TikTok across the screen. Follow him because he posts like really interesting, like informative advice. Shit on TikTok.
At Manu.Ortiz.
Yes. Oh,
you guys, go stream the Eras Tour on Disney Plus.
I swear I only snort when I get alcohol in my system. Anyways, guys.
You guys, me and Laura are about to go do some vampire facials.
Yes. Okay, guys. That's all I have for episode 3. I want to thank you guys so much for watching. I want to thank my friend Emmanuel for being on my show. I really appreciate it. If you guys want more content, I post a lot of stuff on my social media, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. You know, I post the video version of this on YouTube if you want to see me. If you don't want to see me but you want to hear me, I post this shit on SoundCloud. So thank you guys so much for watching. Like, subscribe, share with your friends.
Share it to everyone.
Honestly, probably don't share with your Taylor Swift fans because they might show up to your house with a gun.
They're going to show up to our house. Don't, like,
is that like, what'd you say about Taylor? Anywho's, guys, I love you. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share with your friends. Follow Emmanuel. And I'll see you guys next time for my next podcast.
Bye.
Bye, guys.